Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and joining us now, we have a very, very interesting guest, and actually, it's a timely guest, because here we are, we're finally experiencing all the beauties of spring, and you know, with the beauties of spring comes other problems when it comes to your home, as far as air quality. So a couple of things that we're going to talk about is give you some tips when it comes to spring allergies, you know, and how you can maybe better have your air quality is better, especially when it comes to your pets. Because if you do have a pet, pets tend to, you know, we love our pets, but there's some upkeep when it comes to our pets. Now, we have a gentleman who's actually joining us. He has 3 decades of experience in air naturalization and purification in that particular industry. He is the inventor of something called Critter Zone USA, and his name is Bill Converse. Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
First and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in the indoor air quality business for, I guess, 30-some years, and been involved at Clear for, watched the technology evolve from simple filtration that people just realized didn't work very well, all the way up through some pretty sophisticated recognition of how indoor air quality really impacts humans and really things that we can do about it as we get better and better technology. And it's been something that I've done worldwide. I've been in places in Kuwait where they were having oil fires, all the way over to China where they have got immense problems, and back here, and I'll tell you the truth, it's pretty much the same everywhere.
Now, where were you originally based out of? Because you're kind of you were based in the Midwest at one point in time, right?
Right. Our home base was originally in Minnesota, and our manufacturing is now in Tennessee, but our home base is still in Minnesota.
Talk to me about how did you come up with Critter Zone? Critter Zone USA. How did you come up with that? Was this a lot of trials and testing? Did you have the problem yourself at one particular time and said, "Hey, this is something that I want to find a solution to," or was it something that you've always you've had a knack for in regards to Critter Zone?
Well, as an engineer, you get started on a project just because it's technical, and I got started in the whole subject of indoor air quality when my wife had migraine headaches that we couldn't seem to get rid of, and in an unrelated project, I was working in my lab, and she would come down to my lab, and her headaches would go away, and you think, she likes me, but it really was because the air was clean down there. And once I got hooked on that and saw that she didn't have to take her pills anymore, we were staying away from the doctor, it almost becomes a religion with you then to be able to try to help other people that have really got the same problem. And that's what keeps you going over a long period of time, is because the number of people that are suffering is so endless.
Mm. What was it as far as, what was the first thing that you had created or had built to try to help, to purify the air in a home? Was it something, was it a big contraption that you were like, I think I can make a better mousetrap here?
Well, it was, by comparison, it was quite huge. It was about the size of a speaker box.
Okay.
And everybody, it was pretty ugly because as an engineer, I didn't have much styling going on. But it was essentially an ionization and ozone-based device that proved itself very effective. I think over the years we sold something like 10, 15 million of them into every application that you can possibly think of. But they were big and they were noisy and they were a little hard to control, and they cost a lot of money, and that eliminated an awful lot of people from doing anything about their air quality.
So it seems like you put a lot of R&D or research and development into this product to get it from being the big speaker box that was loud and noisy down to something that's a little bit more quieter and something that's going to be effective.
Really did. And you get opportunities to do things when you retire. and you can take a fresh look at what you've done all your life. And that's kind of what happened to me, and I started all over again and said, if I could start over with a fresh piece of paper, would I do it the same? And I decided, no, I would try to do something different. And as things came together, based on the knowledge that I had before and not being restricted by a corporate responsibility, I was able to come up with something that is radically new and cheaper and more effective, and that led to a business. And the critter aspect of it came because everybody I know seemed to have a pet, and everybody I know seemed to when we were talking about something, want something to get rid of pet odors. And we kept talking about what kind of critters they had in their home, and all of a sudden we had a critter zone.
Again, we are speaking with Bill Converse. He is the inventor of Critter Zone, and they actually have a website, CritterZoneUSA.com. Now, when did you begin manufacturing and decide that you're going to kind of take it out of the country and see if you can kind of mass produce your product? And then what was it that made you decide that maybe it would be better to have it here in the U.S. and you're returning back?
Well, I started out in the U.S. Probably 4 or 5 years ago,
right,
before I even retired, because I kind of followed the common feeling that if you're going to produce anything for people in the U.S., it needed to be done in China, and I went that direction. And when I started this product, I saw what was happening to the people in the factory, the town where I had my original factory, and what an impact it made. So I went back and analyzed the numbers again and realized that even though I had started this product back in China, that I could bring it back here and I could produce it with better quality and at the same price here than I could by dealing with all of the nonsense that you have to deal with when you're trying to bring products in from China and trying to deal with the many problems that nobody ever talks about. And so I decided about a year ago, almost a year and a half ago now, that I was only going to take the first products that I got started over there and bring them here and then transition back to the hometown that I originally did most of my air purification products in, which is Greenville, Tennessee, as quickly as possible. And that's what we're doing now. This month and I, we're going to produce our very first product from this country, from all made in the USA. That's something I'm kind of proud of.
Now, I know that you're also planning to give us some tips when it comes to stuff like dust mites or pillows. We're getting to that time of year that we have to worry about pollen. I don't know if that covers it, but if you want to kind of give any tips in that area to kind of help folks so they don't end up finding, you know, that little, you know, the yellow dust all over their home. Maybe we could talk about that. But I guess first and foremost, when it comes to pets, what some of the things that we can do when it comes to our pets that we can, you know, help make the air in our home better?
Well, first of all, I would like to remind people that when we normally think about doing things with our pets, we're doing them to make our life better. Mm. But the pets are suffering as much from the indoor pollution as the humans are. It's just that they are not able to tell us quite so easily, but so many of the problems that they have are also related to the same thing. And a lot of it's just kind of common sense stuff. If you have a pet, you truly are a pet parent. You're responsible for them and keeping them clean and keeping their areas that they frequent the most clean. Getting litter boxes emptied is becoming more and more critical because there's some real serious diseases now associated with dirty litter boxes that affect not only the pets themselves, but also humans. We're becoming more and more concerned about some of these things, even getting back into our water system because they're not taken care of properly out of the litter box. Those are kind of common sense things that most people do, although I will admit that there's a lot of people that are not able to take care of the pets, especially when you're living in an urban environment and you can't get them out and get them exercised and all of that kind of thing. But the second thing is that when you're, and so cleaning the, if your dog or your cat has got a particular place that they want to stay all the time, you need to really clean those, and believe it, just shaking them doesn't do it. They really need to get aired out if you don't have another way of dealing with the product. Getting some fresh air kind of into the fabrics themselves will do wonders. That you can adding soaps and things won't really help. Litter boxes are because they do stink so bad, are the ones where most of the focus and you will notice that first, and you'll take care of it first. But even just the entryways where the pets come in, you'll find that that ends up being a very special dirty place. So they need to be just basically kept clean and kept healthy and washed more often.
If I could ask you, what's the biggest problem that we have when it comes to dust mites?
Dust mites is not because they're live, it's because they're dead. And the problem that you have with them and things like cockroaches and all those little kind of insects and back and structures that have hard skeletons is as they dry out, that skeleton becomes a real fine microscopic dust, well under 2.5 microns. And once it becomes a dust, in most homes, you can't get it out because it won't go to a filter. It just hangs in the air. And so you're constantly exposed to it, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more sensitive you become, not only to it, but to all other kinds of things that you're going to be exposed to because your immune system is trying to fight so hard all the time.
Again, we are speaking with air expert and inventor Bill Converse, his product is Critter Zone. Where'd you come up with the name Critter Zone? Is it strictly because because of animals and pets, or was it just a fond name?
Well, it started out just because people around in our part of the country tend to call all their pets critters. and so what kind of a critter do you have? And we just felt like that the critters almost always had a bed or a litter box or something like that that was their own private turf, and that was their zone. And so the initial thought was, well, if we could take care of the critter's zone, then we would be in good shape. But it turned out people are critters too. So we really, it kind of fit everybody.
Yeah, throughout life I've worked with a number of critters, so I am on board with that. Now, from what I also understand is that your product is green technology. Is that true?
It truly is, and that's especially because we don't really add anything to the environment at all. We don't have any filters. We don't have any. There's no chemicals to put in the air. What we have done is basically just try to get the air indoors to start acting like outdoor air, and so all that we end up doing is putting a little bit of energy into it and reactivating it, and so that is the real key. We're taking about 3 watts of energy and converting it into an ability to make the air have the energy to break down the chemicals that cause the odors, to control the bacteria that's a problem, and to be able to take those little 2.5 micron particles that we were just talking about out of the air. But since it just uses a little bit of electricity, it's totally green.
I have to ask, is there anything else that comes with this? Is this a filter-based unit where maybe somebody might have to swap out a filter every so often, or is it free of that?
You don't use a filter, and there's, as I say, no chemicals that go in it. Okay. It's basically just a standalone device that essentially is just a method of taking a little bit of the air, the normal elements of the air, and creating an active form of them. So you get a little bit of free hydrogen, free hydroxyls, and a little bit of oxygen, and whatever happens to be in the air, if you can put a little energy into it, it just reacts faster. And once it reacts faster, it acts like outdoor air.
How did you? I got to ask. What was your eureka moment when it came to creating this device? Because it seems like it's a fascinating device. You answered kind of one of my key questions as far as do I have to worry about changing a filter in this device? And it's being a standalone, and I believe it's actually as big as a large smartphone, right?
Yeah, that's about it. And the aha moment, I guess, came as when I started down a wrong path. I had made the assumption that my goal was to try to get indoor air to be like outdoor air, because all the problems that we have indoors don't exist and didn't exist 40 years ago, and it wasn't until we sealed everything up. So I expected that the air was going to be chemically different, and that I should be able to see something that's missing in indoor air that I would find in outdoor air. And I was shocked when I did the analysis and found out that chemically, it's almost identical. You can't see any real difference between indoor air and outdoor air. And yet, when you go indoors, you know when an air is stale, you know how it feels, mm-hmm. and you know how it smells, and there had to be a difference. And I did recognize that that the air outside was getting a lot of energy from the sun. And so that started me down a path to ask myself, if we could put the energy back into the air, would it then start to act like outdoor air? And I got to try it at least to eliminate that as a possibility, and it worked. And so that was sort of the aha moment, is that because I didn't do what I'd normally try to do, and that's aim at a pollutant and try to get it out of the air. I took the air itself and said, well, maybe we can just energize it and not worry about the individual reactions that take place, and just assume that if it acts like outdoor air, it's going to be good. And that's exactly what happened. And so there are some of the chemical reactions and some of the reactions that are going on in a person's house, and who knows what they really are. But what I do know is that they're exactly the same as what happened if we just had open windows and open doors like we used to, because what we've done is just got that energy back in there.
Now, folks want to kind of follow along, or they want to kind of get an idea of the product that we're talking about with Bill, you can go to the website Critter, with a C, Zone, Z-O-N-E, USA.com, just to kind of get an idea of what we're talking about. Now, I know probably the answer that I would get, the stock answer I would get, is that this would be good in every room. But what are the key rooms if I wanted to purchase this product? Is there a couple of key areas that I want to have one of these in my home?
Well, sure. And one place you put them is in your bedroom, because that's where you spend most of your sleep. And believe it or not, having some space that's clean that your body can recover in prepares you for the next day when you get up, when you're fully rested and your body is recovered, to handle some very bad pollutants without having the symptoms. And so number one is the bedroom. Number two, you want to put it someplace where your pet is normally. And we find somewhere where you, in the room where the litter box is a very good place, because we know they're going to be there. And additionally, you keep the odors of the litter box well under control. And then after that, it's just a matter of taking a look at the way you live your life. You don't have to clean every room, but the rooms that you spend the most of the time in, those are the ones you really want to treat.
And you know, I kind of something kind of back, going back to the bedroom, and other than buying, you know, one of these quality purifiers, could you give us an idea as far as tips when it comes to our pillow? How important is it, other than maybe getting something like a Critter Zone, taking good care of our pillows? How important is that?
Well, a pillow, actually, that's kind of it's an absolute critical one, because that's where a lot of your skin cells go, and that's where your dust mites go, and that's one of the criteria for changing pillows is to just weigh it when it's new, and then after it's gained about 50% of its weight, that's a really good time to change it and just go buy a new one, because that weight that it gained is basically the refuse that it gathered up by just sleeping on it, and it normally takes 2 or 3 years to get there. But, I'm probably as guilty as anybody. I don't change my pillow as often as I should. The one thing about it is that eliminating those things and cleaning your areas up and just recognizing where your symptoms, the things that create load on your body, and dealing with those things and getting those sources out of there, that's a really good thing to do. And then if you can just keep the air fresh so that all these things are taken care of naturally, that gives you the ability to spend long times in very polluted environments, workplace environments. It just improves your overall ability to not react to what would normally be called an allergen.
Now, I have to ask you at least this: is how well is the, how well has this product been received? I mean, are you how well are sales when it comes to this product? Is this something that's kind of an aha moment for folks when they realize, you know, how good of a product this is?
People go through two stages. The first thing they do is they laugh when they take it out of the box, if they bought one, or if they see it being demonstrated someplace, they laugh and say, there's just absolutely no way that a little tiny thing like that is going to make any impact. And we have we have always had a 30-day absolute money-back guarantee. If you just don't like it, send it back. We'll give you all your money back. And we don't get them back. And what we do is we get people wanting to get more of them. It's one of these things that because it's so radically different, it's different than any other approach that anybody has ever taken before. It's always been filtration or cleaning the air somehow, and what we're really doing is just energizing and letting it clean itself, that it's an educational process. And so the company is just a little over a year and a half old, and the sales are starting to ramp up, and mostly it's by word of mouth. As people try it, they share it with their neighbors or cat people. And so it is in its infancy as far as where it's going to go. But I think we've got something in order, maybe 50, 60,000 happy customers out there.
Now, is there? I'm going to ask you this because I am a fan of the show, but is this something that you might want to grow even further, maybe take it to a TV show like The Shark Tank and see if you could partner up with somebody who could maybe help expand sales, or do you feel that you're where you're at right now and the popularity? It's a slow growth that you're favorable to now.
For where we're at in getting the base out and getting the base established, because this is every time we've been involved in a new product where we've had to have a learning curve, where we've had to teach people not to expect to be like other equipment, it's something new. The education comes a little slower, but once you get that base built, then you're ready for the Shark Tank people, and you will see that this technology in the next few years will come out in a number probably of different names with different focuses on promotion and so forth, because the applications are practically unending. People that have started out using them for their pets all of a sudden realize that, gee, I could put one in my RV, I could put one in my car and travel with it. As a matter of fact, you can travel with your pet with it a lot easier. And all this, and it just has been going. So right now, we have what looks like a very huge plant in Greenville, Tennessee, and nice. By this time next year, we're going to be pretty full.
And let's also let folks know, again, we're speaking with Bill Converse, who is an inventor and a guy who created Critter Zone air naturalizers. This is an award-winning product too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We showed it at Super Zoo a year and a half ago, and in Las Vegas, and I didn't even realize we'd been entered in the competition, and somebody came around and said we won first prize for the best new product. That's pretty incredible for not knowing we'd even entered the competition. And we've also then been recognized as top products of the year by a number of different pet organizations.
Folks, if you want to, speaking with Bill and his product, if you want to check out the website, CritterZoneUSA.com. Normally when I'm setting up interviews to talk with people, whether we're talking about local stuff or if we're talking about timely stuff, I mean, we have experts, psychologists, you name it. But when somebody said, hey, this might be a good thing to talk about, especially with spring and people wanting to air out their home because of winter and some, you know, this particular product, I didn't take it out of the box and laugh like Bill was kind of describing some people when they initially, you know, have seen the product. But, myself, I'm kind of thinking that this would be a fantastic product to get and put in a couple of different areas. My girl's daughter has a dog, a beautiful dog, but you know, again, it's a pet and we want the best for the pet as well. So I'm kind of thinking myself that maybe we might want to invest in some Critter Zone products. Anything you got in the works in regards other than the, this, do, are you looking to expand this beyond what you've already done, or do you feel that this is the one product that you're sticking with in retirement?
Oh, no. No, unfortunately, or fortunately, once your juices get running again, you find out the retirement was kind of boring. And having a new product and being at the cutting edge of technology again, not only here, but with other products, because every aspect of our environment that I've worked with in the past, the air, the water, the light, and everything that's been compromised to some extent just because we abuse it and use too much of it and we're jammed too close together. So our home company, which is Air Restore, is the base company, and products Critterzone is the pet product. It will be introducing a whole new series of environmental products that work on different principles that have been used before. They're going to be much, much more like nature treats it, not only in air and water, but in light as well. So we have our plans laid out for the next 5 years, and we've got a lot of exciting things to do. And the thing that I guess I'm most excited about all of it is that I've been able to round up my old engineering team, some of which had gone to China, and putting them back here. So every product we have is going to be U.S.-based from the ground up, and because we need to have some customers to buy the products, and we can't do that unless we bring the jobs back.
All right. Anything you want to say in closing, anything, any stone that I forgot to turn over and look at or talk about that you want to share for a moment?
I think the one thing I would like to say is in the area of indoor air quality, there's millions of products out there. I'm shocked sometimes at how many things there are, and most of them don't work. And everybody wants to try something that will actually work, but they've been burned so many times they just are worried about it. You have to get a product like this where you know that you can absolutely return it. Try it and see what it does, because everybody's environment is different, everybody's pet is different, everybody's sensitivities are different, and I'm not saying that this is going to make everybody's environment radically different as far as an improvement, but it will work. And I just encourage people to try it first and give it 2 or 3 days, because that's all you really need to do, and you'll never let COVID again.
And again, we want to thank you also, Bill, for giving us some tips. We finally are experiencing spring up here in the Northeast after Mother Nature had her grip on us for a very long winter. So we definitely thank you for sharing some tips and ways to kind of help our clear the air, so to speak, in our homes, and even turning folks on to CritterZone and getting an idea of that there are solutions out there.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and it is that season, so hopefully everybody will get themselves in really good shape before the pollen really gets bad.
And just my last question with you, other than the website, can folks find you on social media? Do you have social media access?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
If anybody would like to have more specific contact, they can also give us a call at our phone number.
And that number is?
612-235-4911.
There he is, Mr. Bill Converse, who is a air expert and inventor. Go check out the website once again, as I said, CritterZone, Z-O-N-E, USA.com. Bill, thank you so much for being a guest, and maybe somewhere down the road we'll have another conversation, my friend.
I'd love to do it, Kevin.
Excellent. We're going to step aside for a couple of moments, but when we come back, we will talk with the gang from the Massasoit Theater Company and their upcoming production of Wizard of Oz. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.